Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Ram Goldar, and today Masechet Zvachim Daf Chaf Aleph, the second parak, called Zvachim Shekibu Daman. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, Ma'ol Kadosh Yadav V'Ragla B'Kiur. What is the halacha whether a kohen can sanctify his hands and feet by immersing them in the kiur? Since the pasuk says to wash mimenu from it, does that imply v'lo b'socho but not inside it, or does it even allow for immersion in the kiur? A proof is suggested from a brisa teaching that a kohen who immersed himself in mei ma'ara, water in a pit, meaning a mikveh, and performed a voda, it is invalid. This implies that if he would similarly immerse his hands and feet in the kiur itself, it would be valid. The Gemara rejects this inference because the Tana needed to teach that tefillah in a mikveh is not valid, so one should not reason kol gufo tovu behen. He can immerse his entire body in a mikveh and become tahor. Yadav v'ragla v'kol shekein? Is it not certain that it should be effective for his hands and feet? The kiur's water, which is shu'uvim, drawn, is not valid for tevila. Point number two, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said about the kiur's waters, nipsalim u'matirin k'matirin. They become disqualified for the permitters, like the permitters do, le'ivarim ke'avarim, and for the limbs, like the limbs do. Meaning, just as the matirin of karbanos, meaning the blood, which permits their consumption, become disqualified at sundown, so to make kiur, which were not submerged in the bor at sundown, or any time during the night, are disqualified from being mekadesh yadayim raglaim for a voda with matirin. And just as Avarim become disqualified by daybreak, one cannot be Makadish for Avodah with Avarim from Mekir, which were not submerged at daybreak. Rav Chisda holds that Mekir are only disqualified at daybreak, even for Matirin. Rav Yochanan ruled that once the Kir is submerged before Shkia, it's not raised again until daybreak. Although he holds, like Rav Chisda, that it may be used at night for avodah with Avarim, he holds of Gezeres Shikua, a decree requiring the kiur submersion the entire night to ensure it would be submerged at daybreak, when he holds the unsubmerged mekiur would be disqualified. If the kiur is raised to be Makadish for Trumas Adeshin, it is immediately resubmerged before daybreak. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chinina said, Kol kiur she'en bo kedei kadish arba kohanim mimenu, a kiur which does not have sufficient water to be mekadesh for kohanim's hands and feet from it, ein mekadeshim bo, kohanim cannot sanctify themselves with it at all, because the pasuk says, V'rachsu mimenu Moshe va'aron uvanav, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons will wash their hands and feet from it, totaling four people. This is challenged from a brisa which states that all kelim sanctify their water for kiddush yadayim v'raglaim, whether they contain a revius of liquid or not, provided they are klisharis. The Gemara answers, b'kodeach b'socho, the case is where one bores through the side of the kiur, and this kli fills the hole, allowing water to flow from the kiur, which does contain enough water for four kohanim, outwards through the kli. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara asks, Ma'ol Kadosh Yadav V'Ragla B'Kiur. What is the halacha whether a kohen can sanctify his hands and feet by immersing them in the kiur? Since the pasuk says to wash mimenu from it, does that imply v'lo b'socho but not inside it, or does it even allow for immersion in the kiur? A proof is suggested from a brisa teaching that a kohen who immersed himself in mei ma'ara, water in a pit, meaning a mikveh, and performed a voda, it is invalid. This implies that if he would similarly immerse his hands and feet in the kiur itself, it would be valid. The Gemara rejects this inference because the Tana needed to teach that tefillah in a mikveh is not valid, so one should not reason kol gufo tovu behen. He can immerse his entire body in a mikveh and become tahor. Yadav v'ragla v'kol shekein? Is it not certain that it should be effective for his hands and feet? The kiur's water, which is shu'uvim, drawn, is not valid for tevila. Point number two, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said about the kiur's waters, nipsalim u'matirin k'matirin. They become disqualified for the permitters, like the permitters do, le'ivarim ke'avarim, and for the limbs, like the limbs do. Meaning, just as the matirin of karbanos, meaning the blood, which permits their consumption, become disqualified at sundown, so to make kiur, which were not submerged in the bor at sundown, or any time during the night, are disqualified from being mekadesh yadayim raglaim for a voda with matirin. And just as Avarim become disqualified by daybreak, one cannot be Makadish for Avodah with Avarim from Mekir, which were not submerged at daybreak. Rav Chisda holds that Mekir are only disqualified at daybreak, even for Matirin. Rav Yochanan ruled that once the Kir is submerged before Shkia, it's not raised again until daybreak. Although he holds, like Rav Chisda, that it may be used at night for avodah with Avarim, he holds of Gezeres Shikua, a decree requiring the kiur submersion the entire night to ensure it would be submerged at daybreak, when he holds the unsubmerged mekiur would be disqualified. If the kiyur is raised to be makadish for Trumas Adeshin, it is immediately resubmerged before daybreak. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, Kol kiyur she'en bo kedei kadish arba kohanim mimenu, a kiyur which does not have sufficient water to be makadish for kohanim's hands and feet from it, in makadishim bo, kohanim cannot sanctify themselves with it at all, because the pasuk says, V'rachsu mimenu Moshe va'aron uvanav, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons will wash their hands and feet from it, totaling four people. This is challenged from a brisa which states that all kelim sanctify their water for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, whether they contain a revius of liquid or not, provided they are klisharis. The Gemara answers, b'kodeach b'socho, the case is where one bores through the side of the kiyur, and this kli fills the hole, allowing water to flow from the kiyur, which does contain enough water for four kohanim, outwards through the kli. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, and our standard siman is a car, because Bostonians, people from Boston, pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The Kia Racing Ka team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the kiyur to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their kiyur-shaped car from its submersion, which had enough water to sanctify all four members of the team at once. Once again, slow motion. The Kia Race Car team, race ka. That must be Siman Daf Chaf Aleph, ka. The Kiyur race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kiyur to save time, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Malu Kaddish Yadav V'Ragla B'Kiyur, what is the halacha? Whether a Kohen can sanctify his hands and feet by immersing them in the Kiyur, since the Pasuk says to wash mimenu from it, does that imply V'lo B'Socho, but not inside it? Or does it even allow for immersion in the Kiyur? Our proof is suggestive from a Braisa, but it's rejected. So the Kiyur race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kiyur to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their Kiyur-shaped car from its submersion, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that once the Kiyur is submerged before Shkia, it's not raised again until daybreak. Although he holds, like Rav Chisda, that it may be used at night for avoda with Evarim, he holds Gezer Shikua, a decree requiring the Kiyur submersion the entire night to ensure it would be submerged at daybreak, when he holds the unsubmerged Mekiyur would be disqualified. So, the Kiyur race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kiyur to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their Kiyur-shaped car from its submersion, which had enough water to sanctify all four members of the team at once, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, Kol kiyur she'en bo kedei kadosh arba kohanim mimenu, a kiyur which does not have sufficient water to be mekadosh for kohanim's hands and feet from it, in mekadoshim bo, the kohanim cannot sanctify themselves with it at all, because the pasuk says, V'rachasu mimenu Moshe va'aron uvanav, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons will wash their hands and feet from it, totaling four people. So once again, the kiyur race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the kiyur to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their kiyur-shaped car from its submersion, which had enough water to sanctify all four members of the team at once. All right, so now it's time for four blabla chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Siman Daf Yud Zayin is a used car. So here goes. At the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman, that must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. At the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tevul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us why there was a necessity for the Torah to write that a Tamei Tevul Yom and Mechusa Kippurim all invalidate Avoda. So at the Carbonus car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tevul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechusa Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if a Mechusa Kippurim of Azav can burn the Par Aduma. So at the Karbonis car lot, the used car salesman who wouldn't let a Tamei Tevul Yom or Mechusa Kippurim work for him walked past the men haggling over whether they should let the Mechusa Kippurim of Azav drive their red cow pickup truck to stop a Kohen from driving a car because he wasn't wearing his uniform, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that a Mechusa Begadim, one lacking requisite clothing of a Kohen, invalidates a Voda. The Pasuk commands Moshe Beinu to clothe the Kohanim and concludes, V'haizilahem kuhuno chukas olam, and the priesthood shall be for them as an eternal law, teaching, B'zman shebigdehem alehem kuhuna sam alehem. When their clothing is upon them, their kohuna is upon them. But if they're lacking in their bigde kohuna, their kohuna is not upon them, meaning they cannot perform a Voda like any Zar. Daf Yud Ches, so the Siman Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The Kohen Hedyot Rabbi officiating at the chuppah, that must be around Daf Yud Ches. The Kohen Hediot rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Va'archu b'nei Aharon al-Kohanim es anesochim," and the sons of Aharon the Kohanim should arrange the pieces. The word ha-Kohanim implies bikhunan; they must be in their state of kohuna, meaning wearing the appropriate begadim, teaching that if a Kohen Hediot wears the begadim of a Kohen Gadol, his avoda is invalidated. The Gemara explains that without this drasha, one might have thought that only chisur, deficiency of begadim, can invalidate avoda. So this drasha teaches that even yitur, wearing an excess of begadim, also invalidates avoda. So the Kohen Hediot rabbi officiating at the chuppah, who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's big de kohuna being held up by his belt, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa Hayimur Shalim, if a Kohen's begadim were dragging on the ground because they were too long, musulakim, or suspended above the ground because they were too short, mushuchakim, or were worn out, the avoda is still valid. Shmuel ruled that suspended begadim are possible, and Rabbi Baruchum explains that the Braisa's case is shesilkan al yidei avnet, where he suspended them with the belt. Since they're actually the correct length, but were merely raised by his belt, the avoda is valid. So, the Kohen Hediot rabbi officiating at the chuppah who decided to honor the occasion by wearing the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, not realizing he was invalidating it, was distracted by the chassan's big de kahuna being held up by his belt, and by the photographer and his assistant, one wearing a three-cornered beged and one with five corners on his, which reminds us, Gemara discusses three-cornered and five-cornered garments regarding tzitzis. Daf Yud Tes, so the Siman Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The powerful wind on the yacht, that must be Maran Daf Yud Tes. The powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, which reminds us, the Gemara presents eight questions about chatzitza for Big De Kahuna. The first one being, Nichnas al Ruch Bevigdo. What if a wind entered the Cohen's clothing, creating space between the beget and his body? Abasaro be'inan, do we require the beget to be physically on his flesh, which it's not? Or do we say, Derech Levish Bakach, this is a normal manner of wearing clothing? So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which reminds us, a braisa describes the procedure of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Tanna Kamma says, Miniach Yadu HaYamanis al Gabi Raglo HaYamanis. He places his right hand upon his right foot and his left hand upon his left foot, Makadish, and he sanctifies them by releasing water from the kiur onto both hands and feet simultaneously. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says he places his hands on top of each other, which he places on top of his feet, which are placed on top of each other, and is Makadish. So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, woke up a Cohen who was Makadish his hands at feet at night, and now needed to be Makadish them again, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if lina mo'elis b'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, the passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet that occurred the night before, thus requiring a new kiddush. Daf chaf, so the siman daf chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Well, one employee at the cafe, that must be more daf chaf. Well, one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, which reminds us, Rav Dimi reported that Ilfa asked, according to the opinion that Lina does not disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, may Kiur Maushi Yapaslu, do the Kiur's waters become disqualified overnight? Do we say that since these waters will be used for Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which is not disqualified overnight, so the Kiur's waters similarly remain valid, or perhaps since they were sanctified in the Kli Shares, meaning the Kiur, they become disqualified with Lina like all items sanctified in the Kli Shares? So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav L'Trumas Hadeshen, if one sanctified his hands and feet before daybreak for the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, he does not need to be Mekadosh them again after daybreak, Shekvar Kiddush Metchilas Avoda, because he already sanctified them at the beginning of that day's Avoda. So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again, unlike the cafe owner who returned after going home in the middle of the night, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does Yetzia, leaving the Azor, disqualify Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Assuming Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because he didn't separate himself from doing Avoda? Avo Yetzia Deparish, but leaving whereby he separates himself from doing avoda, asuch mesach taite, he certainly removes his attention from the kiddush yadayim raglayim and requires a new kiddush. Or do we say that since he can return to the azara, he's not mesiach das from his kiddush? All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you have the Mishnah with a list of the 8 psulim for avoda? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss 3-cornered and 5-cornered garments regarding tzitzis? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 3. Which daf does Gemara bring 4 sources that an onan invalidates avoda? That's on daf Tezayin. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that the cure must have enough water to be mekadesh for kohanim? That's on daf Chafalav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yochanan holds that kiddush yadayim v'raglayim for Trumas Hadeshen is valid for the whole day? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that if a kohen hediyot wears the begadim of a kohen gadol, his avoda is invalidated? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss the requirement to submerge the cure the entire night? That's on daf Chafalav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn how the Kohanim do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss a Zar doing Halacha and then a Kohen returning it and doing Halacha again? That's on daf Tezvav. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss whether one can be mekadesh his hands and feet inside the kiyur? That's on daf Chafalav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.